44.
It's the 44th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Holly.
Welcome. And happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is coming.
Wait.
Eat lots of food.
No, this is coming out before Thanksgiving. We're going to be filming on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but that one's coming out after Thanksgiving. So then me saying happy Thanksgiving wouldn't make sense.
Fine. I get it. I'm wrong.
Yes. Real excited for Thanksgiving. I don't know about you.
Well, I'm
Kevin's,
always excited.
Kevin's eating a root beer float, by the way.
Yes, I know I shouldn't be eating
just
on the podcast.
Just in case anyone was wondering, if you hear some clanking, that's Kevin enjoying some actually really good vanilla ice cream, which we got on accident.
Snoqualmie Falls.
Snoqualmie, is it? I don't think that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. It's not called Falls.
Do I have to go get the canister?
I'm going. Entertain.
Anyway, yes, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. My family never really did Christmas, so Thanksgiving was kind of our Christmas. Not only because of the food, but because of Black Friday.
It's just called Snoqualmie.
Whatever.
Yeah, Black Friday sucks, though.
Now,
and do you think it's changed, though?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Before, it was a genuine testament to the human will to get a cheap TV, but now it's destroying family time.
As someone who never ever participated in Black Friday until I met you and your family, I worked at Borders and we didn't really have a Black Friday because like it didn't really make sense to have like crazy book sale, but like so when Black Friday was a thing like 5+ years ago,
yes.
You do your Thanksgiving. You don't even think about Black Friday.
No,
you don't go to stores on Thanksgiving. That's not a thing.
No.
Nothing was open.
Well.
And then did you always have to get up super early?
Oh, hell no. What we did was we finished Thanksgiving, did the dishes, played some games with the family.
Mahjong.
Yeah. Maybe some PS3 games with the younger cousins or whatever. And then around like 9:30, 10 o'clock, we'd go to Best Buy and just sit outside from 9:30 until 4 a.m.
So you did do something crazy. So that's crazy to
me. Is that crazy? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty intense. But people camp there. There's probably a guy already in front of the Best Buy. But Best Buy is open
on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving now.
Yeah. Because last year.
That was the first year people were open Thanksgiving, right? No. Yes.
Did we go on Thanksgiving last year? We were like, might as well go. Like, we just kind of like sauntered into Best Buy, and people were like running around, screaming with their heads off, and like throwing shit in the air. And Kevin, Kyle, and me were like, I'm just gonna buy this Chromecast.
Was that 2 years ago? Or was that last year?
I think it was last year. No. Huh.
Yeah, I feel like we've had our Chromecast.
I think we
for
didn't do anything last year. I think last year we were just like, fuck everything.
Yeah, the Black Friday deals have gone downhill significantly in the past couple of
years.
Well,
there's that thing now where they create the products for Black Friday that are cheaper.
Which are cheaper and lower quality. So, product warning for you people. I know this is not cosplay related or anything.
I mean, people buy stuff. Not your life can't be 100% cosplay, right?
I know.
That would get crazy.
Even though you find a TV for $399, don't buy it. There's a reason it's $399. It means you're going to be buying two TVs. I've had this bad boy. You can't see him off screen for over 8 years now. 8 years, and he is chugging along.
Oh, God. Are we that old now?
Yeah.
It is. Because my TV that's mine that's in our bedroom is that old, too. Yeah. And I remember when I got it, how old I was, and I was like, oh.
I know.
Anyways.
What do you normally do? What did your family do for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving bothered me. First of all, I don't like turkey. Like, okay, Kevin and I had a turkey sandwich the other day, and it was exceptionally good, but that's because it was smothered in, like, spicy sauce, so I couldn't, like deli turkey is, like, different.
Now, to be fair, your family doesn't really do Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they do.
Like, my family does.
No, we do.
Last time we ate Trader Joe's.
Oh, okay, no. Jeez, now I have to explain it. My dad... my parents are divorced. They've been divorced for like 10 years now. I know, crazy. So my dad was like, so every year Kevin and I have been together, we've had Thanksgiving together, except for like the first time because we had been dating for like 4 months and that would have been kind of weird. So one year my dad was like, I'm going to be out of town for Thanksgiving. Will you guys come over like the weekend before and we'll do Thanksgiving? And it was my dad, my dad's girlfriend, us two, and my grandma. That was it. It was like the smallest Thanksgiving you can ever have. And my dad doesn't cook. Like he's just a dude. Like, you know, he cooks spaghetti. That's what he does. So I knew going in, I was like, oh God. We arrived to my dad's place and he had a Trader Joe's Thanksgiving, which is basically like everything he bought was like in a box from Trader Joe's. And it wasn't bad. It actually tasted pretty good. Because Trader Joe's is actually really tasty. But that's not how Thanksgivings were.
No, and that's why I was confused. Because that's the only time I've ever had Thanksgiving with your family.
Were go to my grandma's on my mom's side. She makes the turkey. Everybody brings sides. It's like the whole extended family, sometimes even Jeff's parents. Mm-hmm. And then, but I, okay, what I don't like about Thanksgiving, and a lot of people do this, your family doesn't do it though, is you eat at like 2 p.m. That bothers me. Mm. That always like fucked me over because like you'd wake up and you'd be like, should I eat? Because I'm going to eat again in a weird time. You eat Thanksgiving, and I never really was into Thanksgiving because all the shit on the table never appealed to me. Like it's cold, it's turkey, and it's kind of cold because it has cold. To like sit there. Yes. That's what the gravy is supposed to heat it up.
Did you ever have dark meat turkey or did you just eat light
No,
meat?
I had white meat. And I,
oh,
I
that's agree. Your problem right there. Dark meat turkey.
Listen, I agree with you that dark meat's better. But I do not have Thanksgiving with my family anymore. I have it with your family. So I can't. And your dad's making prime rib this year. Yes,
it is prime rib this year.
Which I'm excited about because that's way better.
Because we're not going to see for Christmas. And prime rib is what we usually do for Christmas. So
yeah. And the only sides I liked were just like carby sides. Like I liked cranberry sauce. Buns and potatoes and everything else everybody brought just kind of sucked butt. And I don't know if that was I just don't like that in general or whoever made it just kind of sucked at making it. So my Thanksgiving, I was never like, oh, I'm so full, I'm gonna fall asleep and watch football. It was just like, I'm eating a really tiny plate. And in 2 hours, I'm hungry. And my mom, I'm like, Mom, I'm hungry. And she'd be like, bitch, you just ate. And that was my Thanksgiving all the time. But Kevin's Thanksgiving is pretty delicious.
It is.
His family really knows how to make food.
Yes.
Anyways, woo, turkeys.
Yes, back to Black Friday.
Oh.
I did spot something cool.
God.
Well,
is it cosplay related?
Yeah, it's cosplay related. Let's see, Monoprice has a $400 3D printer. And it's a pretty sizable one. It's the same size as the current MakerBot.
Monoprice is China, right?
No, Monoprice, well, yes and no. It's shipped from the U.S. It's shipped from California, but most of their stuff is from China. They mostly sell cables and jumps.
How shitty is that 3D printer, though?
Pretty accurate, actually. It's a copy of the current MakerBot, so it's like $300 cheaper than the brand name version of it. It'll only do one color, but for $400, you can just print stuff. I think it's like 18
inches long.
You could
like spray paint it, right?
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Exactly. No, to me, that color thing.
Yeah. You could print out armor pieces. Yeah. You could just model it in SketchUp, Google SketchUp, print it out, and then paint it, and you'll have your armor pieces.
There was a girl that got to the front page of Reddit, I think, she 3D printed her whole cosplay.
Yeah, probably. I think I saw that.
And it was pretty armor heavy. I think it was from WoW, actually. I don't know.
I wouldn't doubt that
it looked like it. And I think we're finally getting into that time where the 3D printers are going to be cheaper.
$399, so $400.
I mean, when they first came out, it was like, one can afford that, you know?
It was $800 for our MakerBot that I used to make my rep, which I threw away, basically, because
that guy never returned it to
you. He never returned it.
What's his name? August?
August!
Where's Kevin's 3D printer that he never used?
Well, it's not that I never used. I never got it to work properly. Which is different.
Oh. Never mind, August. You can keep it.
It was a lot of labor. Like, a lot of labor to build it.
I'm not laughing. I was joking.
Parts-wise, I mean, it realistically cost me maybe $350 to build all the parts for it.
Maybe $400. Can I talk about something about you?
Okay.
You do abandon things at the last minute.
Well, I abandon things when I reach a point of where I realize it's not worth it to do it anymore. Or I lose interest in them.
Yeah. I mean, I think we experience that a lot. Like, you kind of, like, you wane a little bit. Like, you're like, Jesus Christ, this is taking so long. I just, like, my thing is, like, instant gratification, right? Like, when I make cosplay, it's like, yeah, make the armor. It's like, I got to sand for like 5 hours. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm just like, I don't, that's sanding to me is like the worst.
Yeah.
Like, well, and that makes me start waning immediately. I'm like, all right, got to prep. And then I'm like, oh, I got to sand it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, but the reason I lose interest is just like, after a certain number of hours that I've spent on something, and I know it's not gonna, and I know I'm not even close to what it's gonna take, it's just really discouraging to keep going and chugging at it. Like that
3D. But then printer, wouldn't it I make the product weeks, more satisfying when you finish it?
Weeks building that thing.
Yeah.
You'd
be like, I figured it out.
Oh no, it's always super satisfying. But I think when I jumped in, it was a little. It was still early in the 3D printer game. Like, it was right at the cusp of when, like, commercial stuff was coming out and when really good...
Because you had that when we started dating.
Yeah.
And that was pretty early in the 3D printer
game. Yeah, it wasn't... It was really early
in like, it. Only, like, industrial 3D printers that were out at the time. Like, no,
there were a couple. So, the MakerBot was the one that was out, and that was a big deal. That had just come out about a year
before. I'm just saying, like, it wasn't, like, a typical household,
no,
like...
No, not yet.
It like, was people right weren't really talking about it yet.
Right, yeah. About to take off at that point.
Anyways.
But anyways, I might...
That's a good deal for the 3D printer. You can make...
And then we can just start printing, like, build models and...
I don't know what I would print. I always think about that. Like, people are like, it's so cool, I can make so things. And my brain doesn't work from creating 3D objects,
think about this. Everything you can make from Warbler, you can make from... 3D.
I know, and I'm really bad at it. Like, I'm visualizing something from a 2D character into 3D. Like, my brain is just like, I can't 3D-ize that. So when people create these things where they put it in the program and they map it out and then it 3D prints, I'm like, you are so smart.
It's not actually that hard. I mean,
I think my brain just doesn't work like that.
Yeah, no, some people aren't.
Yours does. You are better. Like I was building something. I don't know what it was. I can't remember, but I remember it needed to be in 3D, and Kevin was like, just do this. And I was like, see? I've been trying for like 30 minutes to figure it out, and Kevin's like, womp. It's just my brain, yeah, it doesn't, can't convert.
Mm. What if we get one, and then we just put together like lists of armor and bits and pieces that people can put together?
That's my answer.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
$400. Right.
We'll gamble and see what happens. If you have a particular cosplay that you want us to try to 3D model.
Pick the hardest one.
No, let's not do that. Let's start with something
simple. With the tiniest details.
The resolution isn't that great. You have to remember it just melts plastic and puts it in a little string. So
how would you get like carved details?
Well, so the resolution, I mean, we're talking like, I think the filament... I think the extrusion tip is supposed to be like 0.7 millimeter. No, yeah, something like that. It's like the pencil lead.
All right, so it's small enough.
Yeah, it's in that region. So
it's fine.
So it'll just layer it up and stuff.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's not a big deal. That's what I was talking
about. Sand it smooth, or you can just dip it in acetone and it just kind of melts it into a smooth shape.
Whoa, that'd be really satisfying.
Yeah.
We have acetone too.
We do. No, we don't.
Stuck my fingers in it. Ah, close enough. Did you say locker? Did you say locker thinner?
Locker thinner.
We have a locker thinner. Get those lockers thinned out. I was going to talk about something, and then I forgot. I was trying to... Oh. So Kevin and I did a photo shoot of ourselves last night. Because we do that.
We don't have any friends to really take pictures of. So.
No, we just... We haven't...
My newsman voice.
We haven't taken pictures of ourselves in a while.
June or May.
I took one of you semi-recently. I mean, I guess it's like 6 months ago now. But like of me, it's been like a year plus. That one we had where I had the red stripe, that was last summer. Not the one we just had, 2014. So I was kind of itching to take a picture. This is often in a different tangent, though. I was doing my makeup and... It was really dark black makeup, mm-hmm. You know, smoky eye. And I didn't put eye primer on. Because I thought, it's
eye
just
primer.
A photo shoot. We're just in our house and I'm too lazy and I forgot, basically. And then when we were done with the photo shoot, I looked at my ball eyes and my makeup was like transferred like off because I have hooded eyes, so it's like rests on it. And I realized I use eye primer when I do my makeup for everything. And I never really thought about how much it makes my makeup or my eye makeup stay perfect. And I kind of like took it for granted. Mm-hmm. And then when I didn't use it, I was like, holy fuck, it actually works. Like sometimes you get kind of jaded and you're like, they're just selling me this product because.
So the eye primer just makes it
stay. It makes it stay. And for me, because my lids hang down on top of my lids, mm-hmm. I need it because otherwise it transfers, right? Because they're being right. sandwiched yes. next to each other. And then it kind of comes off.
What kind of eye primer do you have?
Urban Decay Eye Potion.
Eye Potion.
I think it's what's called. Eye Potion? Potion Primer? Something. I'm
going to put a link in the description below.
Yeah, you can get a link. Urban Decay. It like the tube lasts you forever. Mm. Like you buy one and it'll last you like 5 years. I'm not joking. But I've been using it for years and I kind of just got really jaded and was like, I don't fucking need it. It's just bullshit. And I really did. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, if you're cosplaying and you kind of have that problem, it might get an eye primer. I know a lot of people know what eye primers are nowadays.
Okay.
But, I don't know what
an eye primer
is. Yeah. Well, you're a dude. It's okay. But it actually does work. And I wasn't even doing anything like, we weren't even doing anything strenuous and we weren't like hot or anything. So it wasn't like there was like outside sources making my makeup fall off. It was just like me sitting there. I don't know. I was surprised. That's all I wanted to talk about. Do they
have other primers for other things?
There's face primer and eye primer.
See, this is where Rebecca would become useful. I'm not.
I know, but she's really busy. And so I feel bad kind of like asking her to be here. Yeah, there's eye primer for your eyeshadows. And then there's face primer for like everything on here.
And then what's the difference between the primer and setting spray?
A setting spray is like afterwards. And it's supposed to like keep your makeup on. And I get really jaded. I'm like, I don't need it. But then when my makeup comes off, I'm like, why is it coming off? I don't know. Like, I'm just dumb. Anyways, Arda is having a crazy sale. If anyone knows Arda, they do sales like 2 or 3 times a year. Or to me, it appears that way. Like barely. They're like Nordstrom. They're like, no sales. So they emailed me, especially just me, and starting Monday, November 23rd. So when this podcast comes out, it'll be happening till Friday, November 27th, November 27th. They're having a crazy ass sales. So can I read them to you?
That's the whole week of Thanksgiving. That's like basically a brack. Everybody's been doing this.
It's they a brack been, Friday.
Brack Friday.
New Black egg, Friday.
Everything so. That I look at, they've already announced pretty much all of their Black Friday deals. So they're just like, don't be surprised when on Friday there's nothing else for us to tell you.
Yeah, it's the whole week, which I've never personally seen because I don't shop at Newegg. Are they doing all week?
Well, yes. Yeah, so what they've done, and I know not many people care, but they're having
people buy technological stuff.
Well, they're having their pre-Black Friday sale right now, and everything they're putting on that particular sale page is guaranteed price. So even if it
sells out?
Well, no. What they're trying to get at is it's not going to get cheaper on Friday. This is it. This is the cheapest price that you're going to see. And if anything, if it does go lower, then we'll give you the difference or something like that.
Okay. So Arda, for those who don't get their emails, excuse me.
Or it goes to spam automatically.
Yeah. And I recently have gone on a tangent of unsubscribing from almost everything. They have, and they don't, they say, okay, so the first note is 50% off Arda Silky, which is their new line that I reviewed. If you haven't seen it, go to our YouTube, or if you're watching, I don't know, wherever you're coming from, YouTube, it's the Arda Silky review. 50% off. I think it's 50% off the whole week.
Now, is it a single item or
it just says, I think it's just the one. 50% off Arda Silky. That's what it says. Then it says 20% off Arda Classics. So that's their classic line that they've had forever. That one runs from November 23rd, Monday, and ends at midnight on Wednesday, November 25th. Or 11:49 p.m. on Wednesday, November 25th. Yeah. But then.
And then there's more.
This is crazy. And I assume they're doing this because they might sell out. After the 20% off, the next day, they're doing 25% off Arda Classic.
How much are Arda wigs usually?
About 35, up to like 50.
35, an additional 5% off. That's what, like $7. That's not bad.
What? Okay, if it's 35 and it's 20% off, then that's $7. And then another.
Oh, sorry.
And then five more.
Percent. Sorry, I was doing 5 times 7 yeah. is 35. That was way wrong. I don't know what I was doing. That's not math. People don't listen to that one. But what's an additional 5% off then of 30? That's
I don't know.
So times 3.
When they do the when it gets to fives, I get confused. What? Anyways, the ten doing this $1.50 as a
sorry,
10
that's
chunker.
Stupid. Why did it take me so long to do it?
Yeah, so it's like $8 off, $8-9 off. That's not bad.
No.
Okay. It's not worth it to risk it for an extra $1.50, I say.
Yeah.
Ish.
And I assume they're doing that because they're like, if you wait, you know, some wigs might be sold out or something. Right. That's what I'm assuming. And then Monday through 11:49 on Wednesday, they're doing 20% off selected makeup. So a lot of Krylon stuff. So if you've been interested in trying Krylon, something to do, I might actually take part in that because I've heard some great things and I really want to I wonder if there's setting sprays on there. They literally list it. I don't know. I'll see. And because Rebecca uses Krylon on her face every day because she has some acne scarring.
Every day?
Yeah.
Dude, this would be prime time for her.
It's good, yeah, because she has some acne scarring and it kind of like fills in the pits a little bit. Mm-hmm. So if that's something you struggle with, check out reviews for that. And then they're doing the same thing as the wig the next day after the sale ends. They're doing 25% off. But like we just discussed, probably not worth waiting for to get the extra 5%. Personally, that's just us though. Like, right. If you really want something, it's not worth the risk to wait for $1.50.
Yeah.
All week, I guess, 15% off all other makeup, so things that aren't listed here. 10% off everything else, excluding Warbler and lace front wig supplies. That's a bummer.
No
sale on Warbler.
It's because they don't have the margins on Warbler.
Yeah, the margin on Warbler is probably pretty.
Listen, they're buying their wigs from China. Let's be honest. Probably paying $5 a wig.
Okay, come on.
I'm talking about the economics of everything. Everybody knows it's true. We just don't like to think about it.
It's everything. When you go to Target, you're buying shit from China. I literally, sitting on my couch right now, something from Target, and on the back, it says it's like, has the address in China.
Does it?
Yes.
It's pretty impressive.
And I was like, wow, I wonder how much Target paid for this. But that's just how it is. And that's, yeah. We don't need to get all grouchy about it, though.
I'm not grouchy. I'm just talking about economics. Everybody needs to understand.
So if you're listening to this podcast on the week of Thanksgiving 2015, get your butt to artawigs.com because to me, I feel like they never have sales. Okay. That's just me.
Fair enough.
I might be crazy though. People will be like, Holly, you're dumb.
Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah.
You know who else is doing that all a week long Black Friday sale? Amazon.com.
Woo! What a good segue.
I know. So, yeah, they've also been doing the same thing as Newegg, just kind of releasing everything and saying, this will be on the Black Friday. So this episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast is partially brought to you by Amazon.com. Visit our affiliate link at elitecosplay.com/Amazon and bookmark it to help. Oh, sorry. I look to Holly when I say these things. Uh-huh. To help sponsor us and to help us get...
Oh, yeah, just to sponsor us. Yeah. If you like us,
yes,
shop the affiliate link.
Yes, we get a small kickback from every purchase, and that all goes back into making more videos.
Yes, it does. Seriously. Because we don't have a lot of time, and I think that's been showing lately.
Yes.
I want to talk about something we filmed a little bit yesterday.
Okay.
A little bit. Kevin kind of... said something to me the other day and he was like, you don't make cosplay anymore, so you can't make cosplay videos. And I looked at him and said, is that a fucking challenge, bro? So I decided to make a cosplay, which I haven't done in a long time.
Okay.
Probably a year now that I've even like pretended that I was going to make a cosplay.
Okay.
So we decided to kind of film my progress.
What if we have a cosplay challenge where I build one and you build
one? We've already talked about that, actually.
Have we?
But we have to get some sort of funding for that because that needs some money. But I have an idea for that.
Okay. Yeah. Ignore Holly's internal monologue. Continue.
And I'm going to call it like something like Trials and Tribulations of a Shitty Cosplayer. Something like that. I don't know. I haven't. But definitely want to do like shitty cosplayer. Because I'm not really a good cosplayer. But I try. I'm not good at anything. I'm not good at making things 3D. I'm not good at sewing. Oh, shit. I have that stuff I need to sew of my dad's that he gave me like 2 months ago. I just remembered. Where is that?
I think it's inside the...
Oh.
No.
Sorry. Sorry, people. I just realized my dad gave me something and I just saw him. And he didn't even say anything. Yeah. So we filmed me trying to find a pattern for this crazy fish hat I have to make, which is fucking ridiculous, is it not?
It's pretty cool.
That hat's pretty ridiculous.
I like it. I don't know about ridiculous, quote unquote.
How is it not ridiculous? In the world of cosplay, maybe it's not ridiculous, but in life,
no, that's exactly what it is. In the context of cosplay, it's not that ridiculous.
It's a big fat goldfish that's like twice the size of my face. And the hat. lady that
you don't try to explain it to him.
I did not.
You said it's for a big hat.
Yeah. Okay. No. Okay. So I found the base pattern at Joann's,
which was a,
it's like a newsboy type hat. That's kind of what it is. And I actually found a pattern for it, and I was like, sweet. I just gotta like adjust it and make it bigger. And so it's a goldfish, so it's like orange and white. Mm-hmm. And I'll link it because it's kind of hard to explain. Get to Joann's, the cutting counter, and they always do that. They always ask you, what are you making? She's an older lady, so she has no idea, like, if I was like, it's for a cosplay, she's going to look at me and be like, bitch, what?
I don't know about that.
I mean, it's just like, sometimes I don't want to deal with it. So I said, it's for a crazy hat. And she was like, I'll say, or something. I don't know. She was
buying a yard and a half of fabric for a hat.
Yeah. It was a lot of fabric and it was orange. And she was just like, what is this for? And I was like, a hat. And she's like, girl. But yeah, we filmed part of that. So it'll kind of be like me attempting to do stuff and it's not working out well, probably. Something, something shitty cosplayer. Look out for it soon on our YouTube. YouTube.com/elite cosplay.
Okay.
Boop.
Self-plug.
Yeah, well, it's our channel.
It is our channel.
Mm-hmm.
Now I forgot what I was... Oh!
Oh. Okay.
Yes. Someone on Reddit asked the question.
Okay.
They said...
Ask it to me.
Has anybody ever considered wearing cosplay just out and about? Normal day-to-day basis?
I feel like you and I have actually seen that happening.
Yes, we have.
Kevin and I live very close to the convention center where...
SakuraCon
and Emerald City Comic Con and PAX happens. Yeah. And sometimes we go in there to do stuff. I don't know. We film there a couple times. Yeah, and we photograph people there because
well, there's some interesting stuff there.
I guess.
Like the fall.
Sometimes people will. And I'm not.
I've never seen running.
I'm not trying to be mean, and I hope I'm not sounding mean. Sometimes people contact us and want to do a photo shoot, which I get really excited about. But then they're like, so should we do it at the convention center? I'm like, no. We should not. Like, there's
Seattle.
So many great things in Seattle. Let's not do it there,
right?
Because everybody's always there, and it's not that great. Anyways, sometimes we've been there, and there have just been people there, just cosplayed.
Mm-hmm.
And to us, it appears for no particular reason. Like, they're not like doing a shoot.
They weren't doing a meetup or anything.
Yeah, it's always like two people, and they just like walk by, and you're like, oh, well. And then I'm trying to rack my brain and I'm like, is there something happening? And Rebecca's seen some at the grocery store on a non-con like day.
What kind of cosplay are we talking here? Well, I'll say the stuff that we saw at the convention center was Homestuck.
Yeah, right? We saw Homestuck. She saw Chobits.
A Chobits. Now, okay.
And well,
what part of Chobits? Like the girls?
Yeah, like with the ear things. And
okay. Oh, the little bell.
Yeah.
Is that Chobits?
No.
Something else?
I mean, it doesn't really matter, right? Like, if you are okay. Like, even wearing cosplay on a cosplay day, you're still like, people are like, what?
Yeah.
You know,
that's
like,
true. That's absolutely
like,
true.
When you walk by, people are like, you crazy. Like, you get this weird attention. And some people are like, so cool, let me take a picture of you. And some people are like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
freak? I don't know.
I'm just taking a picture just because we can. I don't know what you're doing. No.
So yeah, doing it just every day. I feel like if you did it at a school, I feel like people would be mean.
Of course they're going to be
That's mean. What I'm saying. Like, I feel like if you're in high school or something and you kind of started doing that, people would be like...
What about like college? Could you do it in college?
I feel like people there's a weird disconnect where you're like, in college, you're like, I'm tired. Like, I saw weird shit in college and I was like, whatever.
I think it does depend on the cosplay. There could be some cosplays that you could do that would just blend in and nobody would like really notice. Like, some of the Homestuck stuff could kind of blend in.
The non-gray stuff. Yeah.
And like, you could, people wouldn't care. They're just like, okay, he's wearing some horns or something weird. Like,
I would like to have experienced.
But if you're busting around and kill a kill, then
Kevin's been on
story.
A kill a kill streak this past week randomly. Like, you and I watched it, right? I watched it alone, and then you.
Yeah, then I tried to watch it, and I couldn't pay attention, and then I was like, you know what? We're gonna sit down and finish this.
Yeah, he randomly. What was it?
Why
he did it. I fell asleep. Oh, you were like up.
Yes, right.
And he was like, I can't sleep. I'm gonna watch Kill a Kill.
Well,
and then
I was tired as fuck, and I was like, God damn it, just one more episode.
But the next, I didn't know this. You didn't tell me. You didn't like when we during the day. You weren't like, oh yeah, by the way, I watched Kill a Kill last night while you were passed out. The next night, we're getting in bed, and he just, like, loads up Kill a Kill, like, I know, and I'm like, what are we, episode 5, like, what's going on, you know, like, since when? He's like, oh, yeah, I watched a bunch of this last night, and so he's been watching it out here while we're doing stuff. Right now, it's just like,
yeah,
I'm gonna fight this guy, now I'm gonna fight this guy, now I'm gonna fight this guy, and I'm just like.
I'll have to read the wiki or something on it just to pick up on the details that I missed, but I don't get it 100%, because conceptually... She wants to fight, what's her name?
The main girl. I don't know their names.
Yes, K something. Anyway, yeah, she wants to fight her.
I've literally watched, like, the first episode and whatever he's watched in the living room.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't get the purpose
of it. And I didn't know... There's a lot of questions I have. And I bet there's a lot of there's some Kill a Kill fans listening and they're like, Jesus Christ. Like, we were watching, I mean, I wasn't really watching, I was sitting on the computer, but, like, you know, she has the regular school outfit, and then when she goes in, like, fight mode, mm-hmm. she does the snap thing, and then she gets the crazy booty outfit. But then you were like, no, there's the Ulta booty outfit. Like, there's, like, levels.
Oh, it gets crazy.
Levels of booty and boobness. Yes. And then there's, like, she'll be fighting, and they're like, whoa, she's got wings now. And then they, like, never whip out the wings again.
I know.
Right? Like,
that's the
problem
I've had so far.
She used it once, or did she use it again?
She's only used it once so
right.
far.
And then, like, sometimes I'll be like, battling. Oh, she's got this new ability, but she never does it again?
Right.
Or I haven't seen her do it again.
The other abilities
yeah.
before. Yeah. So,
like, is it a one-time deal?
There's like, so many. I have so many questions, and I'm hoping they'll be resolved. Is there a season 2? I don't even know. I didn't even check.
I don't know. I'm going to say no. Just from
you know,
what I've seen,
awesome
I feel like
devices.
I feel like there would be more characters.
Kill
oh, God.
A Kill season 2.
I like messing up Kevin's.
It listens only to my voice.
Here are some matching pictures.
In the works? Trigger question mark?
No, I'm going to say that's not real.
Oh, what? There's a change.org petition to get a season 2. Okay.
Do people know what change.org is supposed to be used for? I don't think they do. It's like, this grocery store doesn't carry apples. Change.org.
Yes. So
I think
only
it's just one season. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of great... I can see why people cosplay from it, because there's a lot of great outfits
going on.
There's
a lot of interesting outfits.
Yeah,
too,
like, very unique.
Strictly ass and tits. Because there is
but there's,
way
a, there's a lot of ass and tits.
There is.
But, I mean, it's from the people from Demi Gurren Lagann, right? So, they kind of... You experience that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that why you got confused when I was playing it and you said, is this Gurren Lagann?
Yes. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I say? I don't think it
yeah,
said that.
Yeah, you did. The first night that I turned it on for the second part, you're like, is this Gurren Lagann? I was like, no.
Oh. What's this? I think it's made by the same people. I hope I don't get murdered saying that, but I think it is. Yeah, but there's a lot of great, and I can see why people did it. But the plot right now is fight.
Right. Oh, and no. She just, like, beats everybody without any issues. Like,
oh, no, I fell down. Oh, this hurts. Fight, win.
No, figure out a new super ability. Get the new super ability. Use it.
But right now she's fighting that crazy girl that killed her dad. Spoiler. So that one's...
No, she's already lost that battle now.
Did she do that? That one was, like, understandably emotionally charged. Yes. That was, like, the fuck... And she was pretty strong, too.
Right.
I don't like it, though. It's like Bleach all over again, where it's like, I'm so strong, la, 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 it's the next level. And you're like, oh, God, how are they? It's just, oh, yeah, so far, I won again.
Much, that's pretty much what it is so far. I'm hoping again. There's more to this.
There's no character development.
I feel like it has to go further, so I'm going to stick it out and see what happens. I think what you're missing, though, is the relationship that's being built between her and her uniform. And that's really important because outside of her relationship, nobody else has a relationship with their uniform.
It bothers me that he only has one eye. Like,
is it really that big of a deal?
Yeah,
one-eyest?
No.
I don't know. What is that called? Monoculus? I don't know.
Monoculus? I like that. Even if that's... Is that a word?
Well, are we mono using? Is one.
Yeah.
Oculus, eye.
Monoculus. Monooculus.
Yeah, something like that. Racist against racist? Iest? I don't know.
Iest?
Monoculus, I guess. Iest? There you go. I created the word and I couldn't use it in my own context. Anyway, continue. Why do you hate him? Because he has one eye.
It's not symmetrical in her uniform. It's like it's all orangey and colorful and this one's like, what? Well, I want to know the story behind it, I guess. Like, why is there only one eye? Right. That's my question. That's all I want to know.
We don't know this yet.
Like, what happened?
I'm gonna bank there's probably some more flashbacks to her father explaining some of the stuff.
Okay, can I be kind of mean?
Sure.
Her father died in kind of a lame way. Or like this really like way.
How so?
From what I saw,
okay,
the girl with the blonde crazy curls is pink like
hair. Oh, blonde, you're right. Sorry.
I don't remember. Dress. Yeah. Okay. She comes down and she's like, let's play. And then he's like, nah, girl. I don't know. He's kind of like brushing her off.
He stabbed her eye and took her eye.
He did, which was great because she's a crazy bitch. And then she was like, oh, hell's not. And then just kind of like kicked his ass. I don't know. He was so like uncaring. He was like, leave me alone. And then she was like, I'm bothering you some more. And then he's like, bitch. And then I don't know.
Maybe she was trying to kidnap him or something because he was the only other
person. He was
person.
Creating the life.
Right.
We're getting way too into this for people who don't care about this. I'm sorry.
Yes. Sorry, I guess.
To me, I'm just not sold yet. But we're only halfway, so it could turn around. Parks and Rec season one sucked butt, so...
The first half of Kill la Kill must suck as well.
Yeah. I mean, there's that girl with the rainbow hair that has me intrigued.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, so...
Well, she's the end. Mother.
The what?
She's the mom of the...
Is she the
bitch.
Mother? I don't know if she... Okay.
She calls her mother anyway.
Anyways. Kevin and I are behind the times and watched Mockingjay Part 1 the other night.
Yes. First time around for that one.
Not going to try to talk about
five
it.
5 out of 10.
Yeah. Really underwhelming. Yes. It made me not excited for Part 2. I was like.
Now, to be fair, it went a lot faster than I thought. I wasn't bored.
Listen, Hunger Games and Catching Fire were really good. To yes. me, I like them a lot. Like Catching Fire surprised me because I was like, it's the middle one. Like, it's going to be boring. But it had its own story.
Sure.
And this one was just like.
It was a setup for whatever.
It was a setup. And it was just like nothing was really happening. Like nothing. Like what happened?
They rescued. What's his butt?
That was it. They took PETA out of the Capitol.
I think they needed to build her relationship with Gale. Because, I mean, realistically, you only see
but
them
they,
interact briefly.
They have known each other for, the like, their
yeah,
whole
but,
lives.
But that's three
you're just
movies
supposed
ago.
To, you're just supposed to take that at
that's
face value.
That's three movies ago, though. I kind of forgot
I think
about
season two. Yeah, he's not really in season two.
Right.
Or season two.
Right. The second movie. So
second movie,
it's
yeah.
all her and PETA, basically.
And what bothered me...
and the cat. They have to build a relationship.
Oh, that cat. This movie didn't have a lot of, like... cosplay potential.
No.
Everybody was super minimal, you know, because they're living in the underground bunker thing. So it was like, I don't know.
Natalie Dahmer. Yeah, everybody was kind of...
They're all wearing the same outfits, right? Yeah, like
unless you wanted to be from the clothes washing district.
The clothes wash... Or textiles.
Oh, whatever. They were just...
They just wash clothes? Really?
I don't know.
Okay, like... just like the Capitol and everywhere else just like wash my clothes and they just like send it over there.
Textiles, man.
But textiles to me is like we create the fabric.
I don't know. Probably. Well, okay, what's her name? The butterfly lady. She had that art book of clothing that was all drawn up for what's her butt?
The main girl?
Yeah. She's Katniss. Like I wasn't supposed to show you these until you accepted being the Mockingjay.
Oh, and they had outfits ready for her? And
no,
stuff?
No. She had sketches of outfits. So maybe the Capitol designs it.
And then they send it to the textile.
Yeah, to make it.
All right. Well, anyways, we're like
the economies of the 12 districts.
We're like a year behind that. Like the day the movie came out, we watched the one before that. We're like, oh, yeah, we should probably watch it.
It's easier that way because we don't have to go and pay the movie theaters a whole buttload of money.
And you have to like amp me up to watch a movie.
Yeah.
You have to be can we watch a movie? And I'm like,
and then Holly's just sitting on the couch listening to her Gilmore Girl podcast instead.
Oh.
Hours.
I was.
Of her life gone now.
Hey, we were watching a movie. I was watching it though. Like, I know what
while
happened.
Listening to a podcast.
That's how boring that movie was. I was listening to a podcast while watching it.
She missed all the subtle details.
Oh, the looks. Mm-hmm. The emotions.
How excited she was that Gale returns. Ugh. Sorry if I'm spoiling this year-old movie for everybody.
I know. What's, like, the barometer for spoilers?
I
like,
think 1 year's fair enough.
No, but, like, right? I guess TV shows and movies have, like, different areas. Like, I feel like once it comes out on DVD or whatever, you're allowed to just be like, I'm talking about it now.
But some shit goes straight to DVD.
People don't watch those. Okay. And if they do, they're watching them ironically. What TV shows is like, how long? A couple weeks, right?
Sure. Whatever.
You're like, it's been a month. You should have fucking watched it. I don't know. I'm just interested because I was watching it at work screaming, going, oh, fuck. Anyways. Yeah. I don't know. Because people get really sensitive about spoilers. But I feel like after a certain amount of time, you should just be like, suck it.
I'm okay with spoilers. People can tell me them all the time.
Yeah, you don't really feel strongly about like shows.
Yeah, get connected to characters.
Yeah.
Does that mean I'm a sociopath? Probably. I don't know.
No, because you yawn when I yawn. Is that
how now you say it? Here we go.
Isn't that the sign? You said that to me at the gym last week. We.
It is.
I was yawning at the gym, and he was like, "Did you know that?"
Reciprocating the yawn.
Yeah, they don't. These people don't yawn when other people yawn. Yeah,
it's true.
It's like, oh.
Psychological disconnect from the general populace.
I thought it was because they don't feel like sympathy, but then you were like...
But that's exactly part of that reaction.
Is it a sympathy yawn? Like, oh, I'm better yawn too because you're yawning.
It's a group think type thing. You know, if one person's tired, the whole group should rest or something. Something like that.
It's like caveman shit?
Yeah.
Wow. Our whole lives just go back to being cavemen
or apes or whatever you want to, if you believe in evolution.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways.
I think you got anything else?
No. You guys should follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/EliteCosplay, Twitter, Elite_cosplay, or Instagram, EliteCosplay. We do a lot of stuff online and some stuff we don't talk about here. Take pictures. Mm-hmm. Talk about things, get info on new videos and articles.
Oh, you're so enthused, Holly.
Get info on new
you don't have to say
articles and videos.
Sure.
Sorry, I'm trying to copy Kevin, but I did a really bad job.
No, yeah, you're.
And if you ever want to shoot with us and if you're in the Seattle area, you can email us at info@elitecosplay.com.
Yes.
We will. Photograph your face
and body.
I think the first con of the year for us is gonna be Sakura Con, or is that? I think that comes before Emerald City. Unfortunately, we've been looking at cons that are happening in January and February. One we that we could go to, we just don't want to. The other one has a very strict policy that we're angry about. No. And it's across the country. And the rest were like, there's, because for us, it has to be worth it, right, to go there. And from the list I've seen, hasn't been worth it. So I feel like a lot of the cons we're going to go to are going to be like June, May, August.
May? What's in May?
Something was in May, and I was like, let's go.
There's a wedding in May.
Yeah, there's the wedding, the red wedding. But and that's Fanime weekend. But there was one that was before it, I thought. And I was like, that's not bad. Okay. I can't remember now. I'm being dumb. But anyways.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving and an excellent Black Friday. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yes. Visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon to help us make more videos.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everybody.
Mm.
Goodbye.